Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and I'm so looking forward today. This is going to be so exciting. We have a great lineup of guests. Primarily, we're going to be talking about capturing fish without harming them. Right now, we're going to start off by taking a trip down to the City of Peace, the capital of Baja California Sur, and the finest, only five-star hotel in La Paz, which is the Grand Heritage at the Marina Costa Baja. Eduardo, welcome to Fish Talk Radio.
Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, it just keeps getting better, but still wouldn't mind being down there.
So the weather is amazing. So we are waiting to all the people to visit La Paz.
Mm-hmm. You know, let's just mention real quickly, because you and I talked about transportation, and it's difficult because Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo Airport, is huge, and they got flights coming in probably every 15 minutes. Where La Paz, it's so easy to fly into, but it's difficult because the airlines keep coming and going. And you mentioned that there's another airline that's about ready to fly in, hopefully. But I would say don't worry about it, because there's you can fly into the SJD airport, and if you talk to Eduardo beforehand, he may even be able to arrange to pick you up and bring you to the hotel and take you back.
That is correct. The first time to arrive in Los Cabos, and we will do the pickup to all our guests if you stay more than 5 nights.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a comfortable transportation. We have a special agreement with a local transportation, and we have a luxury transportation too to provide it to all our guests.
Mm-hmm.
So it is easy to arrive. It's just an hour, 45 minutes that we have a new roads with a beautiful scenery that you can have a very good experience arriving to La Paz.
Well, not only that, just the ride up there is a trip in itself. It's beautiful country, and you get to see it a little bit more by doing it that way instead of flying into the airport.
It is correct. So it's easy, and if you have a very good experience. If you like to drive, you can do. We have a special deals with different rental cars, and you can pick up with a special rate that we have, and the other roads, no, different units for rent.
Oh yeah, no, that's easy. But why would you want to leave the hotel? Well, I'll tell you why. And Rick, have you been there?
I have not been to his hotel, but I have been there. But my question is, okay, you get me there, and it's a great place, and why would you want to leave the hotel? The only reason I can think of is to go fishing.
Yeah.
So tell me what's going on right now as far as fishing.
Well, for fishing, we have the rooster fish. That is one of the species that you used to find it here. And in a couple of weeks, we will have the La Paz tournament, the Gold Cup tournament. That's a blue and black marlin. That it's done here in La Paz. It's the second largest tournament that we have in the state. So this is the best way to arrive. This is a very good excuse to take the next flight and came to La Paz.
There you go. And then, of course, as Rick knows, it's right on the Sea of Cortez, which Jacques Cousteau called the aquarium to the world for good reason. And I don't know if this, because the wildlife is so bountiful, and I suppose that the mating of the mantas is already finished up, but I'm still imagining you see some of those out there jumping out of the water. And then, you know, you get to see orcas and Dorado jumping, marlin jumping. It's a great place to go, especially if you want to capture it either in video or still pictures. So that when you do go to the hotel, and we're going to be talking a little bit more in the program about that and some reasons why you want to take a camera with you, and maybe Rick will give us some ideas on how to do it.
Yeah, sure, because we have a marina right in front of the hotel, so we have a 250 sleep, so you don't have to pick up, you have different transportation. All the amenities that the hotel provides to the fishermen people, it's easy, no? So when you are coming to La Paz and use the Costa Baja Resort and Spa Hotel, so it's a very good facilities for all the fishermen people, no?
One less thing to be concerned about, you just walk outside and go fishing. That's great.
Oh, yeah, just lay down at the beach. And And again, I don't want to scare people away by telling them it's a five-star resort, because it certainly is. But if you're thinking of the price of a five-star resort in any other beach town anywhere in the world, you're going to be pleasantly surprised at what Eduardo has to offer you at the price that he does.
Exactly. And you can visit our website or the website of fishtalk.com.
Okay.
And we have a special rate for everyone. And you have to know that we have the transportation included from Los Cabos. That is an additional attraction, no?
Right. And if anybody has any questions, just ask me, and I can help you, guide you the right way. And far and away, the nicest place to stay is just right north of La Paz, right on the beach. And actually, it's a little bit north, so it's a little bit closer to the fishing grounds. But if somebody wants to get in touch, you know, they can do it if you just type in a couple of things, either Costa Baja Resort or Grand Heritage on the website, and they're all over the place. And you got to go down there, check out their websites, and see how beautiful it is.
One thing that just occurs to me, I often go places, and my wife doesn't fish. But
yeah, there you go.
She needs a nice place to stay.
She needs that
cold beverage on the beach.
Rick, I think we can fix you up with that. But we appreciate that. Eduardo, thank you very much. I know you're busy down there running a resort, so we'll let you go. But we really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the invitation, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Great.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Bye-bye.
Okay. But, Rick, it definitely is one of the most beautiful places you can to pick up pictures.
We should have another call.
Okay. And then, anyway, Rick, we're going to move up to, I think, Lake Comanche here and get a quick report from them. And then we're going to be coming back and hopefully getting some tips from you about how to take the proper pictures. And, of course, we've got some other experts on the line. Right now, we have a report coming in on the line with us, and that is Kendall on the line with us. Kendall, thanks for joining us on Fish Talk Radio. Give us an idea where you are and what's happening there.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm at Lake Comanche, which is just about 45 minutes out of Sacramento or Stockton, up off Highway 88, heading towards the Gold Country, the Jackson area, and we have about 52 miles of shoreline. When we're full, we're a little bit low, but we still have a nice big main body of lake, and we're still doing good.
Well, it is a beautiful place to go, that's for sure. And of course, if somebody wants to go up there, or even if Rick lives pretty close by there, so if you decide to do a weekend trip and you don't even have to take a boat or just kind of show up, and Kendall has everything you need, right?
Yes, we have boat rentals, we have patio boats, we have fishing boats, we have kayaks, we have some paddle boards, and we have we actually have a new party barge, which will hold up to 20 people.
Wow, that sounds fun. And there is still fish in the water.
There is definitely fish in the water. They've been catching fish 40 feet deep. They, you know, as summertime, they go deeper, but they're still catching trout and some bass and catfish.
Great. Well, if you happen to be cruising around this summer along the West Coast, I would definitely recommend you stop in there. It's spend a couple of days or a week.
Yeah, we have camping, cottages, dry camping, beautiful cottages that got remodeled. So we got a place for you if you come.
Okay, we appreciate that, and of course you're easy to find, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just go to our www.comancherecreation.com or to 866-763-5121 for toll-free reservations, or 209-763-5121 for reservations. And you can go to Lake Comanche go to Facebook, Lake Comanche, and get all of our current information.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. We appreciate you doing that.
Okay, and thanks for having me.
And then you can also make sure you visit us at fishtalkradio.com and go to our Facebook at Fish Talk Radio. You can always listen to any show that you want to, anytime that you want to. And we're going to be right back with the Pulitzer Prize winning Rick Martin. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, I think we need some more cowbell.
S-A-N-D-O-S is how to spell luxury resort in downtown Cabo San Lucas. Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is the only five-star all-inclusive on the beach next to the marina in Cabo San Lucas. Angler-friendly Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos is now an affordable world-class resort with the finest accommodations, food, and location anywhere. Enjoy your Cabo fishing adventure as you never have. Visit Sandos.com and use discount code FISHTALK.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
The road stretches for miles in front of you. And with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-382-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-382-1612.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we have a lineup of some outstanding guests that are just waiting to give us some great information. First of all, we have the pleasure of Rick Martin, who is actually a Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer, and he's known him for many years, great guy and a great photographer. Yeah, a lot of background, but his passion is fishing, and probably taking pictures of fish is one of the things he does real well. So maybe we'll get some tips from Rick on how to do that. And then we also have Adam, which has he does something that is really on the cutting edge right now, and that is the remote-controlled drones. So let's go ahead and start with Adam real quick. And why don't you give us a quick idea, you know, what you do and what you have, and then we're going to let Rick introduce himself.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks for having us, John. We really appreciate it. What we do here at Control Me Robotics in Venice Beach is we make a lot of custom drones for the film industry, and we really look to, you know, make any camera fly. So we do a lot of custom solutions. We cut our own carbon fiber. We do a lot of 3D printing and really anything it takes for aerial cinematography, whether it's still photography or video itself.
And, well, we're going to cover that a little bit more in just a minute. And then, Rick, give us an idea about your career.
Well, my background is as a photojournalist. I worked at the San Jose Mercury News for, well, pushing 20 years and was able to be part of a team that covered the 89 Loma Prieta earthquake, which we want to Pulitzer Prize. So That was a highlight. But over the years, just the variety that job afforded me, and including the outdoors, we had a good outdoor section, and so we were able to do a lot of stories that were related to California and the outdoors. And then I love fly fishing, and was able to partner with one of the Mercury News staffers, and we produced a few books on fly fishing that we published ourselves, and they're fairly known. Well-known in the fly fishing industry. I also enjoy hunting, upland bird hunting and other things. So my outdoor experience is somewhat well-rounded, but mm-hmm. I love
and,
it.
And, you know, while we're on promotion here, Rick, you've got something else going on, too, we should know about, don't you?
Something else we should know about.
Yes, you've got a new publication or page that...
Well, I don't have anything real like an announcement for you, John.
Okay.
The latest book that I've been involved with was Fly Fishing the Sierra Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a where-to
right.
book that covers chapter by chapter the Sierra
Perfect.
Nevada and California.
Perfect.
And so you can Google that and find it.
There you go. And you know what we have joining the party now? We're going to have a great time. The fourth leg of this conversation, as we have Russell Latimer from Eye of Mind. So let's go ahead and bring Russell on. Russell, are you there?
I'm here.
And we've been introducing ourselves. We've got Adam, that manufactures remote controlled drones. We have a premier outdoor photographer. And now we have Russell that can give us some idea about some of the equipment that he's putting together.
Well, we our specialty is action cameras. We started out with GoPros, and we've expanded on to high-definition video sunglasses. And recently we added a new little camera that literally is the size of a key fob that is only $70, and it's as good as a GoPro Silver. It's amazing. So we basically go where the action is, and now the actions are kind of going towards drones, so we're starting to concentrate our efforts on mm-hmm. that. We've got a few products out for that now.
Okay. Well, Rick, you know what? Maybe I'll just kind of turn this over to you because you have a lot of questions because, you know, staying on the cutting edge, you know, these are the people to be talking to.
My curiosity lies for most of the people out there that want to jump into this, where do you start? Because it can be overwhelming. And just doing the research can be overwhelming. So if you were just to jump in, how would one do that? Go out and buy a GoPro? How would you hunt down a drone that's appropriate to kind of get into that
okay.
that level?
Well, let's let Russell answer that one, and then we'd like to have Adam also.
Well, it basically changes weekly now. It started out with the big guy. Well, there's a whole bunch of different levels. The level I'm going to talk about is the more entry level, or step above entry level, which is called the DJI Phantom. And that's kind of the one that just kind of made everything just explode, and because it was so reasonable. Up till then, they were $4,000 or $5,000, and this thing came on the market at, well, I think it was $600, which is the one I still have. And it's called the DJI Phantom. And what then, at a year or so after that, which is about now, all the clones are starting to come in at cheaper prices, and from what I can tell, it seems to be as good.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is changing very fast. Even for the people that are into it, it's hard to keep up. So
mm-hmm.
I can understand your frustration. It's one of those, you know, things that whenever you got a brand new market and people see money, then you know everybody gets involved in it.
Well,
so.
Speaking of money, there are some out there that I've seen that are basically toys. But what we're talking about with you, they're a lot of fun, but this is equipment that you're building. And then, of course, even more, at least as expensive as the drone, is the equipment, the remote control gimbal and the remote-controlled cameras that you use on that. So if you put a package together that's a real tool, that's something that Rick would probably be interested in, I'm sure, what kind of a price range would that be?
Well, putting a camera on a drone really isn't going to get you what you want, because drones inherently, like helicopters, have a vibration to them.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're moving left or right, up and down, the camera is also doing that. Well, you don't want that. You want a nice, silky, smooth And the stuff you're seeing on YouTube is all done with what's called a gimbal. And there's different varieties of those, but the latest ones, which are the best, are called three-axis gimbals. And they can basically, they just absorb movement in three different axes. So as your quadcopter or multicopter is moving with wind and all that, this gimbal, literally as fast as it as the copter is moving, this thing is keeping the camera rock steady. Now, that all comes at a cost. So I would say a GoPro camera, a gimbal, and a quad, and a drone, probably $1,200 for a good package.
Wow.
And after that, there really isn't any additional other than more batteries.
Yeah. Well, and of course, we talked about being waterproof and water resistant. We're talking about that. But, we can mention this to Rick, and he's all excited. He goes, yeah, you could be.
No, this is pretty impressive to achieve the kind of things you're talking about at that price. When you think about production helicopters shooting movies or TV news helicopters and the gyros and things that they need to equip those helicopters to shoot video, I mean, the expense is just incredible, and here you're doing it for $1,200.
Well, the price of a good camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's something that's come from left field, and I really don't understand all the hoopla, and that is the FAA. For some reason, they're just all up in arms with these little things, and from what I understand, I have a friend who's really into this because he's in Hollywood, and he does drones in Hollywood, and it's his business. And basically, FAA controls everything above 400 feet. Well, 400 feet is a long ways up. That's longer than a vertical football field. So, but now I just heard that they're now cutting down on real estate agents where they're frowning upon them using it for commercial purposes. Hmm. For some reason, the word commercial, the FAA is just like, no. I think it's because they've got something in the works and they want to draw out rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, things are happening really fast. Well, that's got the government kind of all a fluster too, and. So it's yet to be seen what's going to happen. But according to what I've heard, if you're 400 feet or lower, that's considered
free space.
Free space, mm-hmm. other than if you're close to an airport or a military base or something like that.
Right.
Well, realistically, how often do you want to go above 400 feet?
Yeah, I mean, you really can't even see it if it's that high up, especially if you've got a GoPro or a similar camera. They're so wide. You don't have to go very far or high to get the shot you want.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right, and you know, with things like GoPro, even the GoPro software is pretty easy to edit, and you know, the average person can jump in with a GoPro and edit their own video with that software. So it's not that tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like the days of having to learn Final Cut Pro years ago, and that was really tough.
Right. Russell, let's go ahead and let you give us an idea about the same question about entry level and how do we get into this and what you need. And I know that you're our GoPro dealer, but you're way beyond that. So why don't you give us a bit of an idea about what it is that you do, and then we're going to take a break and we're going to spend the next period how to use this stuff. So go ahead, Russell.
Well, the action cameras right now are kind of an interesting thing. GoPros have 97% of the market. So a lot of people who are getting into this really don't know anything about any other cameras and don't care. They just know that what they've seen on YouTube is the best. So that's what kind of why I kind of just talk about GoPros, because that's kind of what everybody else wants to talk about. But there's other cameras, other price points, like I mentioned, that little tiny camera. It's called a Mobius Action Cam. And this thing is just absolutely amazing for $70. That's something that could be put on an even smaller drone. Now, you got to keep in mind that the smaller something is or lighter something is, the more susceptible it is to wind.
Right.
Even though you may have a gimbal on it, it's still, this thing could be pushed around.
Perfect.
Now, there's one new product we're almost ready to launch, and it's kind of ironic that this the show came along.
Well, Russell, we're going to have to hold that over for the next one. So,
okay.
So hold that thought. We are going to take just a three-minute break, and we're going to come back with that and much, much more as try and get in as much as we can. So you are listening to Fish Talk Radio. Please visit us at fishtalkradio.com and go to our Facebook.
Please understand. Listen how it's called to me. Places that I should be. I am fishing. Yes.
come on fishing.
I'm John Hennigan, host of Fish Talk Radio. This is Common Sense Conservation, brought to you by Santa Monica Seafood. We have Bob Wade from Santa Monica Seafood. Bob, what do we have going today?
The question on the table is about the life cycle and the return of how salmon, with their indigenous blueprint on their brain, perform a great value for us in the dining world to have a consistent, sustainable resource. As we know, salmon are produced in fresh water, small amount of time in rivers, they migrate out to the ocean, and they spend anywhere between 3 and 5 years in an environment in the ocean, living, breathing, until Mother Nature rings an intrinsic bell in their head to return to their river of birth. Very interesting opportunity. And the more that we can return to the ocean on birth, obviously through water, making sure rivers have plenty, impediments like hydro impingements, dams, is going to allow more to return to the nature that they were born and raised in. We harvest these animals as they return to finish the life cycle in a saltwater environment. They'll return to a freshwater environment, complete life cycle with a long endurance migration back up through freshwater to breed and then perish. But even with their perishing, they will supply into the back into the life cycle of our river systems that will supply animal life, protein life to sustain the river systems that we've become so used to enjoying.
Santa Monica Seafoods works for sustainable fisheries.
East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at vivalapaz.com. Viva La Paz!
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and wow, am I having fun. That's what a great thing about doing this show is I get to learn so much every week, and today in particular, we're learning all about how to capture fish without hurting them. We have a world-class Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer. We have manufacturers that are doing state-of-the-edge technology in action cameras and drones. So why don't we let Russell kind of finish up a little bit about Eye of Mine action camera.
What I was going to mention was we have a new product. It's not quite out yet, but very soon, and that's going to be a GoPro video out camera specifically for quadcopters, meaning that because I've been getting more and more requests for people wanting to use drones over water for fishing and outdoor environment, and they got to be protected so that in case something happens, a battery goes dead or something happens, that the camera's protected. So we're designing it looks just like a regular GoPro in the underwater housing, but we've got a video cable coming right out, and it's going to plug directly into the common drone electronics, and so we think that's going to be pretty big. But, yeah, there's a lot of people, more and more people. In fact, I've just been watching videos from Baja where they're actually shooting and trailers and stuff of tournaments coming soon, and they've got drone footage.
There you go.
So
hey,
I'm seeing that happening down there.
Well, Rick and Adam, you know, Russell and I are talking about going down there, and Adam, of course, is talking about going down there. So let's go down there and try this stuff out.
Well, I want to make one comment, and I can only speak for myself, but I have had the hardest time learning how to fly a drone. I'm very good at RC cars, boats, But when I, as soon as I got in the sky, it's you really almost have to relearn things, and maybe it's just me, but I almost found that having RC experience on the land a detriment because, like, if you drive in a car and you get in a bind and you put on the brake, you can't do that in the air.
Right.
You gotta come crashing down.
Right. The other thing is with the. What's the electronics that's built into the drones with the take me home and, and when you let go of the controls, they just stop where they're at. A little bit of practice, it shouldn't be too difficult. So that's certainly an issue. But, why don't we just take a quick break right now before we pass them by. Rick, can you give us a couple of tips on taking a picture of a trophy fish that you want to commemorate?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think this is important for a lot of folks, whether you're shooting video or stills. You catch that special fish, you're in a great location, and you want something to remember that situation by. So a lot of people, they don't think it through. They're panicked and they're in a rush. And if you have a plan going into it, it takes the stress away. So here's a number of things you can do. One, if you have control of the fish, leave the fish in the water while you're preparing. And then what you can do to prepare is move that hat back a little bit that's blocking your face. Maybe take off your sunglasses. Have the photographer look at the background. You don't want a pole or a tree growing out of their head. Perhaps even switch the direction. Have them turn around and have a different background. And then prepare yourself, get control of the fish, put your fingers behind the fish, your hands behind the fish, and cup it with your fingers going around the top and the bottom of the fish, and then gently lift the fish out of the water. It's a good idea sometimes to wet your hands before you touch the fish. That way it doesn't damage that protective coating that the fish have. And then the pressure's off. All you got to do, you're ready. You make the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the background's busy, so how do you clean up the background? Bend your knees, go down a little bit, and that background drops behind the scene a little more. Or on the other end, you might get a little bit above the person and shoot down on them. It's just a question of what's appropriate for the situation. And if you think those things through before you make that photo, it takes the pressure off, and you've got this live fish that you care about that you want to release. It takes that all away, and then you have something you can remember.
There you go. Now that's great advice. It is most of us when you catch a big fish, you're so excited you lose track of these things. So keep that in mind before you take it out of the water. So that's very exciting. And then we're talking about some of the ways that we can use these drones. Of course, we've been working with Adam to try and figure out a way to take it to Baja and launch it from a boat and bring it back to the boat. If you're on a meadow taking a stream, that's not difficult. But when you're on a boat that's not where it was when you launched it, that could be a little more difficult. But I understand you're working on that.
Absolutely. We're working on some custom frames that not only land on top of water, but something that will actually penetrate the water. So there's a lot of things that we have to do in terms of development with heat sinks and, how the motors actually enter the water and things like that. But I would say that maybe in about 6 months we'll have something that can go underwater and then come out and still be in normal flight mode.
So the rotors would be propellers underwater?
Yeah, they would be the whole entire craft would be waterproof.
Wow, is that exciting or what? But no, that sounds awesome, and
that's hard to imagine. That's so awesome.
Yeah, this is real stuff too. So that's really exciting. We don't know if we should run out and buy one or wait, but I'd certainly get in touch and get something you can start practicing with for sure. And then also, one of the things I would like to mention that I did get from Russell, which to me, being the simpleton that I am, it's a no-brainer. And the sunglasses with a camera on them sounds kind of hokey, but, and they actually kind of look kind of hokey. But, they got this little camera right in the middle between your eyes. But the awesome thing is that you can be pulling on a fish and wherever your head goes, wherever you look, that's what you're taking the video of. And the resolution is incredible. And the battery life, you can go you know, an hour without recharging. You put that simple pack in with a 32 megabyte card. You can film for what, 6 hours?
That's correct.
Well, and that, you know, that's a no-brainer. The only thing is, you may have to edit some stuff out. And of course, be careful who you're with, because you know, some of the things that people say on the boat, you don't want to put in the video. But that
John, and you would again, know that.
Yes,
you would know. That's
well,
you
actually, the reason I said that, it happened to me. So, but no, those things are incredible. I love them.
Yeah, and it gives you that true firsthand perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great for motorsports.
Right. Well, because you know, a lot of times you don't know what's going to happen and when, and if you've got a video and you have to kind of spin around and try and catch it, where all you got to do is look at it and it's there.
Based upon what was just said about waterproofing drones, I think that's a great idea, because one of the issues I can see going forward and going out and fishing myself is you never know when the fish is going to jump. It can be in 10 minutes, and John knows this. You can wait a half hour before you even see it. And you don't have that kind of a battery life in a drone. But if you have it sitting on the water waiting, and then when fish comes up, just go in the air.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great idea.
I'm sure Rick can relate to this. I've got hundreds, if not thousands, of pictures of a splash where the fish was.
Yeah, but you know, when you hook a billfish especially, that very first part of the
coming
fight
out
is when they're active. And so if you can get a drone out there in time and chase that fish down, you know, that might be practical. I'm curious about what kind of parameters are there for dealing with weather? What are the limitations?
Well,
if it's really windy, and you know, kind of where are the limits?
Yeah, I think that's a good question for both people.
I'll just mention real briefly that it's not necessarily the weather that's going to like ruin things. It's gonna ruin your shot, because you're going to have water on the lens, and especially with a GoPro, the lens is so small that one drop of water is just going to ruin the shot. Now, the propellers may help to blow the water off, but that, to me, would be the biggest concern is, you know, getting the shot if you're in weather.
And then, Russell, do you have any comments on that as far as, you know, do you need to have a waterproof case when you're working around water?
Are you talking to me, Russell?
Yes, yeah.
Well, there's things you can do to get around that. There's something called Rain-X, and you put that on the lens, and that can help repel the water. But more importantly with weather is going to be the wind. If you've got a big drone, I mean, these drones can go all the way up to $10,000. And, you know, the big ones with the DHLRs, you know, they have the battery life, and you can add more things, and like a raincoat and all that. But when you got in the more entry level, that you just can't afford the weight, because the more weight you put on, it shortens your battery life.
Okay.
Battery life has definitely increased. I get 6 minutes with my Phantom 1, but I understand the Phantom 2s get up to 20 minutes.
Right.
So they're definitely improving.
That's plenty of time. Well, we've only got about a minute left. Rick, do you have another question for these?
Well, you know, we're talking about pushing the parameters of these things, and then you've got, you know, you're talking about underwater use, and you have corrosion with salt water versus fresh. You know, those are kind of issues you're having to deal with. But I'm curious as kind of what's next. What's, you know, I'll say it. Go ahead and shoot me. The sky's the limit. But you know, where are we going with this eventually? What is possible? You know, dream for us.
There you go. Well, let's try that in about 30 seconds and see what's coming up. So why don't we go ahead? Let's go ahead and get a quick response. First of all, from Adam about what he sees. He mentioned 6 months of stuff coming out, but I think that we're getting really close to getting out of time. I'm not sure we can cover much, but what do you see, in just real quickly, coming up in the next year?
I think, you know, battery life is going to be the main thing. You know, flight time is really what we're all pushing for. Stationary charging stations is really going to be the next big thing. You'll have like a power mat situation where you charge your cell phone. It'll be the same thing for drones, where you'll land on a mat and you'll recharge.
Okay.
And you won't have to do a lot of, you know, battery changing. That's really where we're hurting right now.
Well, if anybody wants more information, it's not that difficult. We have... Rick, what is your website?
RickEMartinPhoto.com.
RickEMartinPhoto.com. And then Adam's is real easy, because its website is, was it CTRLControl.me?
Yes, sir.
And then obviously, you know, Russell's Eye of Mine Action Camera. If you have any questions, just let me know. We'll fix you up. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm taking them up.
Time to head back to the barn.